The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, Random Reptoid, or Chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghostbox Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. Happy Friday, everybody. I am coming to you live from Baxter, Minnesota. We're not too far from Brainerd. Meanwhile, as always, and always kind of the backbone of the situation over here, we have Mr. Adam in Eden Prairie. How are you tonight?
Doing well tonight, sir. If you're going to be up in Brainerd, it's going to be 80 here in the Twin Cities tomorrow. I hope you packed shorts. Oh, wait. You always wear shorts, so you're going to be fine.
The only downfall, of course, is that I only have hoodies. So when I got into – because I'm up here for an event this weekend that I'm really exciting about. It's the Psychic Paranormal Wellness Fair. Soul and Synergy put that together. It's over at the Arrowwood Lodge in Baxter, Minnesota. You can go Saturday and Sunday. We're going to talk about this event in a second, but when we walked in, it's a lodge, so it looks like a lodge, and there's a fireplace going, and it's already like 65 degrees outside, and there's a fireplace, probably gas, probably not really emitting heat, but it's like, God, turn it off.
It almost becomes like psychosomatic. You see a fireplace, and all of a sudden you're warm.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And or if you're really cold and you go up to one of those and it doesn't heat, and that makes you just angry.
Disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it's fire. Why? I'll just go put my hand in it. So I'm not at the lodge. I'm not staying at the lodge. I'm staying at a hotel up the road. But you can see behind me, if you're on Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken on Facebook, there's a bed behind me. And there are two double beds in this room. I don't know what this hotel thinks I'm going to be doing this weekend, but I think we have our wires crossed. I think if they're really hoping that I'm bringing in business, if you know what I mean, they're going to be highly disappointed, and so will I.
But you're here for the wrong weekend. Oh, my bad.
Right? And a lot of people dressed up as furry people. I don't know what that means either, but no.
Okay, I honestly have respect for those guys. I really do. I've been to several EDM shows where there are plenty of folks in mascot uniforms or furries there. And when you go to an EDM show, it's all night, and you can even like see the humidity from the sweat like hanging in the lights. And they are in costume the entire time.
Now, let's be clear. I have respect for everybody.
Me too.
But – And the thing is, it's like, I was going to get to this eventually, is that over the last few weeks, we've had people commenting on the AM 950 Facebook page about our show in the not the nicest way, right? And I saw one today, someone who has thought that it was wacky about us talking about Bigfoot as a transdimensional figure, and that he explained to us in great detail how we are not only Marjorie Taylor Greene, but we're also wrong about all the Bigfoot stuff and just Bigfoot existing in general. So, you know, it's like, come on. You know, if you want to be a skeptic about stuff, you are more than welcome. There's nothing wrong with it, but why, you know, it was like, I never understand what causes people to just be like, you know what, I'm gonna write a comment and I'm gonna crap all over you on it. I never understand that.
I honestly think a lot of that comes based on fear.
Totally. Oh, 100%. I would disagree. I would not disagree. Agree. The opposite of disagree is what I would do for you.
I think dude is flat out scared that there's stuff in this universe he's never seen. Oh no, it wasn't in a book when I read it in high school, so it doesn't exist. Guess what? The universe is giant. There are things out there we will never know about. We aren't even at the tip of the iceberg of what Greg talks about here on Ghost Box Radio night in and night out.
I mean, I don't think the universe is that big. No, I'm just kidding. But
and plus, you were way nicer to that dude than I ever would have been. Kudos to you.
You know, it just is whatever. But here's the thing. You know, as we sit on this flat earth, I just feel like that we have to be, you know, loving of one another. What, it's not flat? I mean, did the eclipse show us that this week? Wasn't that what totality is? Flat earth? I mean, maybe I misunderstand all of this. I don't know anymore. I don't know.
I think you did, but, you know, what gets me about this, it's like, if we're, flat like a Rand McNally map, why hasn't the sun burnt a hole through us yet, you know, like, you know, with the ants and the magnifying glass when we were children?
That could be a whole new version of the eclipse where if it does that, we kind of become a donut, and then the moon passes through that donut hole. Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of eclipse altogether.
Donuts. I have donuts waiting for me at home, actually.
Here's the deal. As I told you before we started, I have not eaten today, and it's been a full day. I got to the event around 5:15, 5:30. We set up, and then there was people tonight coming in, which I didn't realize, not because they didn't tell us. It's just that I don't read everything. And we're there, and people are coming through. And, I mean, for being open for 2 hours because they're doing a seance tonight with Witch Jody, who, as you have remembered from such programs as this one.
Thanks,
she was doing a seance tonight, and then there's just a lot of stuff happening all weekend, so it just got a little busy, and then I had to get to this room, and I had to set up this state-of-the-art studio that you can hear me. So
you check out Greg's Facebook page, actually he did a really nice job. He's got a cool little setup rolling.
It's not bad, actually. As you and I were talking, is that, you know, Matt, when we first got into the biz, so to speak, the idea of that we could set up like this is like it's Star Wars seemed more likely as something could happen than this.
It was a time like in the mid to late 90s when I had my first radio job. It almost is like, mm-hmm, if you press the wrong button, you were going to blow up Alderaan. So you definitely had to be careful. And what we were talking about earlier, it's going to take trucks. We're going to have like satellites linking up in space, you know, just to make a broadcast happen. Now it's a push of a button.
It truly is. And I just find it, like almost a privilege now. You know, I wasn't in radio. I went to school for radio. We both did. We both went to school for broadcasting. And I worked at one station, two TV stations, one radio station. And then from 96 to 2020 or 2017 or 2018, no radio whatsoever, apart from internet radio and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The idea of coming back to this and being able to go on the road sounding reasonably well, I think. I mean, I don't know. It sounds all right to me, I guess. But it just blows my mind. I love it. I think it's so cool.
It's something I never thought would have happened when I first started in small town AM radio, to be honest with you. I didn't think any. I mean, we were still doing records and 8-track carts for our commercials when I first started.
Yep. You set up your record, then you do that quarter turn back, so that gives you a little bit of leeway when you hit it and you got to finish what you're saying or finish your commercial or your ID, and mm-hmm, it goes right into it seamlessly.
One thing I miss most, though, about that is being able to hit your post when you're starting a record, you're finishing up the live read or whatever, and you stop talking, you turn your mic off as soon as those vocals begin. I really miss hitting the post, as it's called in the quote unquote biz.
I've never really had to do that myself, but I mean that's an art. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is truly an art to do. It's also an art when, especially back in the day, what people don't maybe realize is that when if you're listening to the radio back in the '80s and they come out of a song, or the song is still like either entering or exiting, and you have someone, a caller, and they're all excited and stuff like that, 99% of the time, that's pre-recorded. That was all recorded during the song on audio tape, cut up physically, and put into something, and then played back.
And if you could do that in the 3.5 to 4 minutes that a pop song is, you are a god.
Unbelievable. I mean, that stuff is exciting and scary. And the fact is that you're doing that like 3-4 times an hour at least when you're a DJ, especially if you're at a place like up here in the Twin Cities, one of the biggest stations. I mean, obviously KDWB being a pop place, but also WLOL.
Oh yeah.
Heinz and Berglund and that sort of thing. And those were, that was huge back in the day. So yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's great. And so now here I am in a hotel room. Something else I was thinking about too is, so I'm, you know how hotel rooms are laid out. Basically, you have a desk and it's facing a wall. Mm-hmm. Who knows who's next door to me? And I'm talking and they're just like, probably it's 10:16. They're trying to sleep. And I'm, we're just talking about like really, I'm loud. So I'm sure that is amazing for them. I'm sure they're really excited about that.
All I got to say just for this broadcast is I'm glad that the room next door that your computer is up against with your microphone isn't using both double beds at the same time.
Well, I mean, is that all this hotel has? That's a valid question.
That is a valid question.
And, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I walk in, I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Was I not... Did I not get the memo or something? But yeah, so
question is, so when my wife and I were in Miami about a month or so ago,
yeah,
when the first day we got to one of the hotels we were staying at, excuse me, they like, would you like the second floor, eighth floor? We got openings on both. And for the split second, I wanted to be like, does any of those floors have reportedly haunted rooms? But I didn't. It was a vacation. It was not deal with, but ended up watching paranormal shows to go to bed. But that's beside the point. So did you get an option? They like, what kind of room do you want? Could you have been like, I want a haunted room?
So they had the room set up for us when we got here. And I'll tell you, though, I the energy that I'm feeling is very interesting here. Not bad. I don't want to give that off. But it's just like I feel like – a couple of the lights, and you could be like, well, that's just electricity. I mean, I'm sure the guy on Facebook, he's probably listening. He's like, that's wacky. It's not Bigfoot.
Baxter's electricity is bad. Everyone knows that.
Right. It's just a bad light bulb. There's something interesting in here. Too bad all my equipment is somewhere else up the road. But, that's fine, too. I could – tomorrow I might do a little something and maybe do a – spirit box session or something and seeing what's happening around here. I don't know.
Well, how many people that are vendors or speakers there are also staying in that hotel? Because that could really mess with the energy.
It totally will, because they are, a lot of them are here. And
A spirit box session tomorrow night could be really fun.
And those are the type of things too. If you go to one of these fairs, is that there's a lot of energy in the air. Mm-hmm. It's just how it goes. And It's really fun, actually, and there's a lot of good people there this evening that I met and I've known, and I think it's just going to be kind of a crazy good energy weekend, and just there's a lot of stuff. There's a gentleman by the name of Barnaby Jones. He's going to be there. He talks about Bigfoot. I believe there's a MUFON representative there, some great mediums who are doing some galleries and stuff. So I'm hoping Terry's going to call in the second segment. I'm going to send him the number and he can tell us exactly what's going on, because Terry has put together with his team a pretty awesome event. And part of what I thought was really cool too, Adam, was that on my table, there is a QR code and you get the QR code and they listed all the stuff that I do. Like, it's a link tree basically, and they did it for me.
Oh, awesome.
So that was really nice. Yeah, that was really I didn't expect that, and I got an email a couple days ago, and I guess they do that on a regular basis, and it's like, it's almost kind of a shame to say that out loud, because other places are now going to steal it if they haven't already, but it's just a nice little just a nice little way of making things a little bit easier for everybody. And I think I'm going to run out of cards this weekend. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And if by some chance he doesn't join us, what are you doing there and what are the hours?
I'm going to be speaking there tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And then we're just going to be talking about paranormal, you know, exploring the paranormal. I'm going to play some audio. I'm going to I have a table all weekend. You can come on up. You can say hi. We can talk about paranormal. We can do whatever we want there. And it's really neat. And just be able to, I've had people come up to me already, and they, one thing that people love to do is they love to tell their paranormal story, which is really great. So that you can be like, you know, and sometimes they just want to say it. That's mm-hmm. all they want to do. They want to talk about it. Sometimes they might ask my advice or just advice in general. either way though, you know, it's like, that's what I'm there for. I want to be able to talk about it. Got some people who are interested in maybe partnering with us. We got some people who just were like, oh, wow, I'm going to check it out. So, yeah, this is really a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward for the rest of the weekend. It's going to be really cool. I don't know if you remember, we had Psychic Medium Diette on. Do you remember? That was before we went nightly.
Yeah, that was one of the Sundays I was here, yes.
Yeah, yeah, so she is here this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so that was nice to see her. I haven't seen her in person in a number of years. So there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Oh, man, that's when that was even pre-StreamYard. That was OBS, and she had to come in over the phone.
Did she? I mean, that could very well be. Because we didn't really use StreamYard prior to the nightly anyway.
No, not at all. Yeah, because she was in over the phone, yeah.
Absolutely. So I think what we should do is this. We have question of the week that we want to get to. And once again, folks, this is Casual Friday. If there's something you want to talk about, give us a call, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I'm going to see if I can get Terry on as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot more to get to. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you very much for joining us on this Casual Friday. I am out in Baxter, Minnesota. I am live. We're going to do an event this weekend. Soul and Synergy is putting on the Psychic Paranormal Wellness Fair. That is tomorrow and Sunday. They say Brainerd, Minnesota, but it's over at the Arrowwood Lodge in Baxter, Minnesota. You can go and look up MetaPara Pro on Facebook. You have all the information there. It's, you know, if you're in the cities and you want something to do this weekend, nice drive up. It's going to be beautiful out. Drive up, check out the fair. It's only $5 to get in. Plus there's opportunities to take part in some galleries. Like I said, I'm going to be speaking Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at 1:30 p.m. and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. We'll just, you know, Adam, we'll be talking about paranormal. That's kind of how I roll around here.
And you also said you're going to be playing clips of some EVPs and other things that you got there as well.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to take questions. It's you know, and it's not so much of Greg's history in paranormal. It's just more about why do we do what we do and, you know, how we want to be careful, but how we can still have fun doing it. And some of the pitfalls, you know, we're going to play some stuff of like, maybe we shouldn't have done this sort of thing, and here's the result, you know? I mean, because, you know, you still get people who are just like, you know, oh, you know, I love it because I like to be scared. It's like, do you? Do you like to be scared? Do you like to have feeling like that you have oppression because you let something home with you? Okay, if that's what you like, so be it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You like messing around with this stuff? Listen to this voicemail.
That's probably going to have a playing tomorrow. I mean, you know, you got to.
I will say, play it. That is still, yeah. That one gives me so many chills every time you play that one.
It's not great, is it? I mean, it's great in the sense of like, wow, I can't believe that, you know, something like that happened.
Right.
But it's not great if you really think about it and you think, my gosh, what. What
I
was
have a
that?
Phone ringing.
Who was that? And so, yeah, that's kind of where it's at. Why don't we do this? I want to get to the question of the week here. talk about, and I want you all to, if you haven't done so on the Facebook page, if you could possibly put it into the comments, what you think, or you can call in as well. But the question of the week this week is, many of us believe our loved ones who have passed left or leave us messages to let us know that they're okay. What outstanding messages, when I say outstanding, like really cool stuff, what messages have a past loved one left for you that has given you comfort, okay? That's what I want to talk about tonight, because it is truly fantastic. And I think that there is something really cool about people sharing that information. So once again, the question is, many of us believe our loved ones who have passed left or leaves us messages to let us know that they're okay. What outstanding messages have a past loved one left for you that has given you comfort? We're going to go to Emily. And Emily, how are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm eating this gigantic sloppy Joe, and I thought I would rub that in a little bit.
That's fantastic. That is really, really nice. You know, the good news about Baxter is that there are still some convenience stores open past 11. So, I mean, I'm going to have quite the smorgasbord of amazing food here. So, you know, you're going to be the one. Yeah, that's I'm thinking like a chuck wagon sandwich. You know what those are?
Ooh, I do.
Yeah, that's there's a microwave in my room. You know, not only do
wow,
I have
that's two, real fancy.
Not only do I have two double beds in here, I have a microwave as well. So, you know, there's a lot of good happening here. So
I love it.
Not to put you on the spot, but do you see any sort of like messages from loved ones or anything that that you kind of find like comforting or anything? And then, you know, if not, just don't bum me out about it, okay, Emily? I don't want to turn this into a sad thing, okay?
No, I have actually two great examples of that. But I called because you mentioned the voicemail.
Yeah.
Or Adam mentioned the voicemail.
Yeah.
I got a phone call from a 666 number yesterday or the day before.
No way.
And I answered it, and it was a really, really eerie, creepy, robotic voice. It was like almost like a child. It was like, hello? Hello? It was so creepy. I hung up.
Wow. Are you serious? You got a 666 call, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could show you sometime. I have it in my phone. It was really, really creepy.
I'm not saying I don't believe you. It's just more of a remarking about how those are very rare. I mean, and that's what mine was, too. Mine was 952-666 and then, like, four other numbers.
Yeah, same.
And incredible. Have you ever thought about calling that number back?
No, not even a little bit, because I answered it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I should.
Because, like I called mine back after I got that voicemail, and it was, like, really interesting that there was a disconnected number. It didn't exist. And I called the phone company, and they had told me that they don't do 666 numbers. So that's where I was confused by all that. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, now I have to.
I think you do. I mean,
yeah.
You know, do it at 3 in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. But
absolutely. The witching hour? Where else? When else could I possibly do it?
Bakken, what is wrong with you, man? Seriously.
I'll tell you. I've been revved up by this guy on Facebook about the wackiness, he called it, of a transdimensional Bigfoot. And it's just kind of, you know, gone downhill since then. So I apologize, Emily. I feel like I'm taking it out on you, but don't call at 3 a.m., all right?
No, I wouldn't. I thought it was funny. I wouldn't. I mean, no. I'm brave, but not that brave.
So you said you have two instances of messages. Or was that
I
one?
Do. I do. The first one happened when I was about 7 or 8. And I was looking outside my window, and this was sort of an out-of-body type thing, and that was my first kind of experience with that. And I looked up, and there were three family members. All of them had passed, and they were just kind of like, they were all in white, did the typical, like, angel-type situation.
Sure.
And they were all in white, and they were just kind of flying past me, and I just had, a very strong sense of, like, it's okay, you know. I had a really rough childhood, and so that was really comforting throughout my childhood, just knowing, like, I just knew that they were there.
Wow.
So that's
pretty cool. That's really
cool.
Yeah.
And then the second one actually sort of relates to that, but it happened to my grandmother. But since it relates, one of the people who was flying over me was my aunt, my mom's sister, and she died at a young age. She had a tumor in her heart, and I think she was 21. My grandmother, actually my great-grandmother, lived in St. Paul her whole life and was walking home from work. This would have been late 80s, and she was walking home from work, and she felt a tap on her shoulder, and she turned around, and it was my aunt. And she turned around, and my aunt just standing there, and she said, "I'm home." And she lived in Arizona at the time, my aunt did. And so, and then she was gone. She just disappeared. And my grandmother was like, you know, this is not real, you know.
Yeah.
I've had a long day. It's not happening. But she gets home, and about an hour later, they got the phone call that my aunt had passed in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. How cool.
Yeah, crazy.
Do you want to hear one of mine?
I do.
It's very simple. It's very simple. I just remember when my grandmother died when I was 4 years old. It would be my mom's mom. She died. I mean, there's a whole thing around that too, but she passed, and we went to the funeral. She was buried, all that stuff. And then one day, not long after her being buried, I'm sitting in the living room, you know, I'm 4 years old again, and this with mom's in there, and there's just this huge waft of roses. Just really strong. It came in and it left. And I said to my mom, I said, "What was that?" And mom didn't skip a beat. She said, "That's grandma." So years later, and I mean like 2014 or something like that, I just said to mom, I said, you know, I never talked about it again. I said, "Did I dream this?" And I told her a story. She goes, "No, I remember it very well." And she's also talked about how like she would walk downstairs and she'd see her mom, my grandma, lying on the couch because that's where she would be when she would stay at our house. She'd be sleeping on the couch downstairs, you know, really first class accommodations for her. you know, you think about that now, it's like, what, there isn't a couch upstairs? Anyway, so because I mean basement. It was like, wow, that's very incredible. But what she also told me that I have no memory about whatsoever, she said that I, had a conversation with grandma when it was an open casket, and I was up at the casket having a conversation with her.
Oh.
And I don't know what it was. So interesting, huh?
Oh, that is interesting. And also, to be fair, it wasn't a couch. It was a Davenport.
It's true. It was a Davenport. you know, but it was years before that they renovated that place, by the way. So, I mean, it was just like, if this is where you're going to stay, you know. God.
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's a great story. I hear that when, like, common sense that people smell when they know a loved one is around is roses.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
I hear that a lot.
And the funny thing is, it's not funny. It's not ha ha funny. But when my dad passed, I went over right away to my mom's house. You know, it was like 1 a.m. I got the call, got the call that he had passed. I get in. I'm driving from St. Michael over to St. Anthony Village in right outside of Twin Cities or outside of Minneapolis. And we get there at 2 a.m. First of all, the thing I still laugh to myself about literally is thinking on the way over there that maybe they revived him by the time I get there. Maybe there, because it's like my brain's like, there has to be a mistake here. There has to be something just not right there. And I get there to find out that he actually passed like 10 p.m. and it was like 2 a.m. So there's that. But as soon as I left there, I went downtown Minneapolis to get my laptop from where I worked. And I get out of the car and there's this scent, this strong scent. To this day, I identify immediately with my father just at that moment. That's Dad. And it's that scent stuck with me. It was all around for about a week and a half up until the funeral. After the funeral, it disappeared, but it still comes through on occasion, especially in my house. He visits.
Does it happen when you're like in times of stress or just randomly?
I think a little bit of both. Know, but sometimes, you know, and not that he's like the harbinger of, you know, of like, you know, death or anything, but sometimes when I do get that scent, I'm like, okay, what's going on? You know, like, is there something that I should know about, you know?
Yeah, because I've just heard that people will smell a loved one in times of stress. Like, the loved one's coming back to say, it's okay, I'm here, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, and it was very much something that I needed at the time. And being, you know, my background in the paranormal and stuff, it was, you know, it didn't freak me out. Just sad that he's gone. It's hugely sad. But, you know, someone like my sister, who has now opened up a lot more to that sort of world, at that time, she was very unsure of it. She wasn't a skeptic. She just was not ready for it. And I think he knew not to really give her any of those moments. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
No, because it would scare
her. It would scare her. Absolutely, it would scare her. Now, I think to a certain degree it might still. I mean, she has really grown quite a bit in that area, and so she is very much, I think, you know, because I think she really wants Mom to come through for her, and that's for some reason I really haven't got a whole lot of that either of Mom, but I don't look at that as anything other than that when the time comes, the time comes, and I think that's something too that I think a lot of people need to understand. When they are doing, like when they're waiting for the loved ones, and so many times I get people who are frustrated that their loved one hasn't come through. And it's just like, just wait. And they may be, and you have no idea because it's happening when you're sleeping, you know, so that subconscious happening as well.
Well, I think sometimes people don't want to come back.
And
there are times when they don't want to.
No, and I think the thing with Mom is that she is somebody who likes to give people their space. All right, Emily, I really appreciate the call. That was great. I really appreciate you sharing all that information with us too.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you. You
enjoy your sloppy Joe also, okay?
I will.
Yeah, I'm glad someone gets some food around here. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for just calling to tell me that you're eating. All right, thank you.
At least she wasn't eating melted ice cream.
Well, and at least she wasn't eating on the phone either. You know, it's not like
get the whole Fight Club, Brad Pitt. Nom nom. You called. Nom nom.
There's nothing worse than you're on the phone with somebody.
No, the worst is when you're on the phone with somebody and all of a sudden you hear a toilet flush.
Well, I don't.
Biggest pet peeve.
Why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's take our next break. When we come back, I know, Adam, that you had an answer to the question of the week. I'd love to talk with you about what you have experienced, because these are very important moments, and these are very much worth hearing about. If you have anything you want to add, put it into the comments, or you can call in 952-946-6205. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join me Monday on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bach, and we're going to be reaching out to psychic medium Michelle Lemke-Budke. We're talking about her situation doing the work that she does where demonic possession suddenly comes in. We're going to be talking about her story. And also, it's worth noting, too, that you all may remember author Anna Maria Manalo. She wrote The Night Visitors with Tom Conwell. She is writing a book with Michelle right now. So we're going to have Michelle on Monday, but then we're going to probably have them both on in May as well to talk about the book and talk about the situation. It's going to be, you know, Adam, it's going to be one of those keep the lights on sort of thing.
Every time Anne Marie, oh my God, her books scare the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, it's
and they're true stories.
They are true stories. I mean, and that's just it. And it's how can we say it? It's frightening. So
it is, but it needs to be told too. And these are very powerful books that she's written.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have her on again and again because there's a lot more to be talking about as well. So first of all, it's a little bit of house cleaning here. That Emily had sent me a text with that. The phone number that she got yesterday, so that I can definitely see that it is the, I mean, not that I did not, you know, not believe her, but she still sent it over, and it's just like, yeah, okay. And breaking news, Adam, she just recalled the number. Oh, wow.
Oh, because to me, it looks like she just recalled the numby.
She did. She did. And then she replaced it with a number.
I mean, the next one.
Maybe,
okay.
Maybe the possessions already began because she called back. I'm not quite sure.
Braver than me.
It's really very, very crazy, actually. Yeah. So I don't know. Got to find out how that went. But before we go any further, you know, I wanted to make sure because, you know, every time I do a question of the week, you know, you always are answering, and I want to make sure that we get your answer in there, and I'm going to read it again for those, who are curious to know what the question of the week is. That question is, many of us believe our loved ones who have passed left or leaves us messages to let us know that they are okay. What outstanding messages have a past loved one left for you that has given you comfort?
Well, with mine, it was not last summer, but the summer before.
Yeah.
And the place where I work, I called it a warehouse in the post. It's more of, we call it a warehouse there, but it's not like a huge warehouse like most people think of. It's a smaller office room that keeps everything, and that's where I'm stationed. Mm-hmm. But the back door, I always like to keep open during the summer. And we had started finally dealing with my daughter's health issues as they had become very present and really messing with her.
Sure.
And we had been dealing with it for a few months, and I had had enough, and I was having a mental breakdown at work. Door was open, but the entire day had been cloudy, kind of off mm-hmm. and on rain. And just as I'm kind of reaching that peak mental breakdown where waterworks are about to start flowing, I'm about to start yelling at the top of my lungs, the sun broke through, and I could hear what sounded like my mother, who had passed away in 2017, walking through the back door. Now, the reason I say I think I hear my mother is when she passed, she had lupus and horrible rheumatoid arthritis and had to walk with a cane. And the kind of shoes that she'd always wear like the flat bottom but harder-soled shoes for support. So when she would walk on linoleum or at different surfaces, it would have a distinct sound. And the floor of the warehouse is linoleum. And through that door, I swear to you, as the day is long, I could hear the cadence of her limping through and then the sound of the cane. And I had never felt so calm and probably so loved in my life.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. That really is.
It was just an unbelievable moment. And
just when you needed it the most.
Oh, yeah, because it had been... Let's see, she died in 2017. This was 22. So it had been 4.5 years at that point because it was December of 2017 when she passed. I hadn't had a dream, no phantom smell, nothing. And never really gave too much thought of it other than she's enjoying herself. She finally got to meet Dennis Wilson. you know, that was kind of kind of my thing. She was a huge Beach Boys
sure.
fan.
Okay.
And, you know, but then, yeah, but it, that was the most time of need I have had since she had passed, and she was there.
Wow. That's beautiful. That is so cool. It, I, you know, and it's that's what mothers do, isn't it, really?
Yeah, they show up when you need them.
And I am well aware that there are probably people listening, their moms weren't there. I get that. But, I mean, mm-hmm. the idea of, like, the loved ones, when you really need it, there is something there. Maybe we don't always see it, but I do believe that there is something there. And I, you know, it's tough. It's tough when, you know, like this gentleman who went crazy on the Bigfoot thing. You know, it's like I understand that some things are not easy to believe. I understand that. And sometimes we believe too much. Like we believe very easily. But I feel bad for people who, and I don't, not in a look down sort of way, I just wish that they could understand what's the harm in thinking that there's more out there than what we're seeing in a scientific new, you know, like scientific write-up or something like that. That, you know, it always comes to my mind a little bit of faith. And I don't mean religion. I mean faith. They're two different things. And I've talked about this before. And just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
100%. 100%.
And,
right.
And I feel bad because I think they're missing out. You know, I mean, and not to put you on the spot, Adam, but I would think that the work that you do in paranormal, whether you're just, you know, just learning about it or that you've taken part in it, I mean, what an exciting part of our lives to be able to have these moments of communication.
Yeah. So my first paranormal investigation was with you at the Grant House.
Mm-hmm.
First room that I'm in, we caught an EVP. I still go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, it's still on my recorder. I've on a notepad in my phone. I've got the timestamp. And there are times when, you know, it's a random woman's voice saying, like, hello. And I don't know who this person is. She never identified herself or anything like that. But there are times I will go back and listen to it for two reasons. One, just to kind of jazz myself up again. Be like, yeah, there is more out there. And two, me being the somewhat scientific nerd that I am, still trying to replay those events, the three of us that were in that room, what else it could have been. And this was past September, and I still can't debunk the EVPs that were caught.
Absolutely. And I mean, that goes back when you say that you go back and re-listen to that stuff. I mean, and because you brought it up, I'm going to play it. Well, my thing at least. And that was from my very first investigation where using the spirit box. And it was the first night and we were getting loads of responses, and we're upstairs, my friend Jeff and I, and I'm having the spirit box going. I said, my name is Greg. This is Jeff. Could you say Greg? Could you say Jeff? And this is what we got.
Greg, Jeff. Greg, Jeff.
It sounds better when I don't think I have this internet, but I mean, it's there. Greg, Jeff, here we go again.
Greg, Jeff.
Here we go. That's better.
Oh yeah, and it's, definitely with the cans on, you can hear it clearly.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful, and I think that is something that you know, my life would be really not great if I didn't have this in my life. And I think the thing that people like that gentleman on Facebook, they don't seem to understand is it's not, for a lot of us, this isn't a hobby. This isn't like something we just do because we do it. It's actually our belief system.
Mm-hmm.
It's spiritualism. It's the idea that we are all energy and we're, you know, connecting. Not that everyone has to do it that way. Not at all. But, you know, when you're going after people about that stuff, it's like, you got to understand, you know, you don't want people to persecute you over your beliefs. You don't realize that you're kind of doing that when you are mocking stuff like that. And maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't care. And that's just something else completely different.
Well, like I said, it'd be all fair. You know, I'm a jerk. I went and looked at that guy's profile. So if I were going to go and bash that dude's belief system, I had to let him know how much of a failure Bitcoin was, as much as a tech nerd that guy was. I'd be like, I'll talk about your Bitcoin then. Yeah, new currency, huh? But like I said, you are a much bigger man than I am when it comes to something like that.
Well, you know, it's like we all know where these go when we have these disagreements. We all know how it goes down the rabbit hole, but it's just like, you know, I'm still going to put my point out there. You know, I'm still going to say what's on my mind about it. And, you know, I knew, you know, the bigger man would have not have even like responded at all I'm not going to say something. I'm not going to write something, and this person's going to be like, you know what? You're right. I've seen the light now, no pun intended. And I'm I'm going to, you know, I now believe not only in Bigfoot, but he's transdimensional. You know, it like doesn't work that way. You know, but it's still like you still need to. I felt like it still needed to be addressed that. You're just not going to be able to get away without some kind of comment.
If I was an even bigger jerk, I would pay for the dude to go with you and Ernie and everybody down to Fort Duffield and go squatching so that he could be and just show. Tell me there isn't something else. You may not see Bigfoot, but tell me there isn't something else within the energy of the land, of the trees, of the people around you that's causing more than meets the eye.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're dead on there with the idea that you have to there's a balance, isn't there?
There is.
I mean, there truly is a balance, and that you if you don't get it, that's fine, but don't rip on us because that's what we base our lives on.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's how the world goes. Like you said, we know that when you start getting people nitpicking at us, that means that we're getting through.
Yeah,
you know, that people are, and it, like you said, I think it is fear-based. I think it is something more along the line you're doing something on my radio station I haven't seen before, and I don't agree with it, and therefore I must not like it. And that's just kind of how that is, I guess.
And in my mind, Abe Simpson just floated in my head.
Right?
I'm old and not new. I used to be with it. Now I don't know what with it is, and that scares me.
Yeah, it's really something. It really is something. But you know what? That's fine. And, you know, what he doesn't understand is that there's a lot of people who listen to this show, a lot of people who doesn't mean that they listen, that they all agree with me either, or what you and I are saying doesn't mean that at all. They, you know, it's the show is a la carte. You're going to take what you want out of it. You're going to, you know, people might just ignore Fridays because it's like, well, you guys really aren't talking paranormal. You're talking about whatever you want.
Right.
Others might tune in just because of Friday. You just don't know.
Yeah. Some folks might just tune in for paranormal or demons or Bigfoot or aliens or Loch Ness Monster. We don't talk about Nessie, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah, there's a lot, and you think that alone is enough reason why this is so fascinating. All of this is so because, you know, when you're talking in this realm, you can talk about literally anything.
Oh, yeah.
Literally anything.
And it's because all of this, yes, it exists, but it's also still theory.
Yeah.
It's your theory. It's my theory. It's Emily's theory. It's Danny's theory. It's Kyle's theory. It's our listeners' theories, which I love the fact our listeners now seem to have conversations going on with themselves as well in the chat. This is beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's bringing all these energies together.
It 100%. And you're right. It's that's the thing is like you take out of it what you want. And at the end of the day, what more is there that we could possibly ask for? Once again, folks, I'm in Baxter. I'm going to be here for the wellness fair at the Arrowwood Lodge tomorrow and Sunday. I'm speaking tomorrow at 1:30 and then Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And now as we wrap up the week, don't forget on Monday, we're going to have on psychic medium Michelle Lemke-Butke talking about her experiences with demonic possession. But please make sure to visit Ghost Box Radio to find past episodes of our radio show and like us over on Facebook at Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. Also send any comments or feedback to comment@ghostboxradio.com. Don't forget to check out the Best of Ghost Box Radio, airing Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 4 p.m. on AM 950. And then finally, whether you're chasing spirits or just drinking them tonight, please be careful out there. We're going to see you Monday as we talk demonic possession with psychic medium Michelle Lemke Bootke. Everyone, have a great weekend. Hope to see you out here at Baxter. Take care, everyone. Good night.